I'd like to address an important topic. I believe every single person at some point in their life, in their adulthood at least, has feelings of being used by other people. Unfairly treated. Feeling like you're being taken advantage of. I'd like to address that. In Romans 12 and in 1 Corinthians 12, God gives us a list of spiritual gifts that every single person has something on that list. Probably a few or several things on the list of spiritual gifts. Things that God has given you as your way that you can help him with his purposes and bring glory to him through your life. Gifts that he's given you to use. Of course, that's not a prideful thing. You didn't give those gifts to yourself. God gave them to you. But in just looking at the fact that God has given each of us spiritual gifts to use and wants us to know that and to understand that, shows us that God wants us to know ourselves. My pastor says, and I totally agree, that God can use us most when we understand ourselves. A spiritually mature person knows themselves, understands their strengths, understands their weaknesses, and works on both. Not to the point of continuously thinking about ourselves. It's kind of like brushing your teeth and getting ready in the morning. You do it, it's necessary, it's important, it's valuable, and then you're done. But taking some time in the Word of God on a regular basis to understand how you react to the world and how you react to people. I think every woman can say, as they get older, they understand themselves more because you've lived with yourself longer and hopefully you've had some maturity to look at yourself in your life. There is no value or prize or award for going at such a breakneck speed in your life that you are constantly so busy that you do not reflect on how you're living your life. People that keep themselves continuously, exhaustingly busy, I feel, are trying to overcome insecurities in their life. And it's not good for their mental, spiritual, emotional, physical health. In the Old Testament, God gave times to Moses. He told them, this is how it's going to be. There are certain times in a person's life when they're going to take time off. Right after they get married, different times like this. They're going to have a year off. They're going to take time off. So this continuous 100 miles an hour through our whole life, thinking that we're getting the most done for God, is not spiritual or biblical. But if going back to the original topic, because it's related, when and if you get the thought in your mind, I feel like I'm being used here. This could be at work. This could be by a spouse. This could be in your church or by a spiritual leader. This could be by a PTA or something at the school for your kids or community or with your neighbors at an HOA association. It can be any group of people. And it's going to happen. Some people will give you as much as you say yes for. And that's it. They don't really care about you. They care about how much they can get done. And that's going to be it. It's going to be up to you and me to understand what is a healthy limitation. So there is that. That is a real thing that could happen. You could be being asked to do too much by someone. That's number one. But number two, it could be something else. If you are feeling like I'm getting used, but it's not just one person in your life that makes you feel that way. Maybe you're feeling like, I'm getting used at church, and I'm getting used at home, and I'm getting used by my kids, and I'm getting used by my husband, and I'm getting used by my friends. Chances are all of those people are not mistreating you. It's just a feeling that you're having in your life of overwhelm. So it's good to know yourself. If you are feeling that feeling from multiple sources, assume that that is a feeling that you're having, but it probably isn't true. Why are you having that feeling? It doesn't mean just ignore it and it'll go away. Instead of what we don't want to happen is that you freak out, have a nervous breakdown, drop out of church, run from God, leave your marriage, run away from your kids, these very dramatic situations. So you want to take time to say, what is actually happening here? If you feel used by everyone around you, then that is a feeling you're having that's originating with you. It could be hormones. It's very possible. So understand that. Research that. What time are you in your life? What time are you in your month? It could be other trauma that's happened in your life, and it just is playing itself out in this way. Take the time to understand why you're feeling how you're feeling. This is not just so you can know yourself better. That's not the end goal. The end goal is whether, therefore, we eat, drink, whatsoever we do, we're doing all to the glory of God. If you are feeling in a state of overwhelm and you're being used, if that's the feeling you're having as you go along your day, and this continues to happen, you continuously feel this way for an extended amount of time, then nothing in your life is being done for the glory of God. So you have to fix it. You have to stop and fix it. And all of this is something that I have had to do for myself, and that is why I'm testifying about this. So ladies, I just want to be your friend today and say, stop long enough to decide, is it really happening? What do I need to do about it? Is it just how I'm feeling right now? What needs to change in my life? There are seasons in your life where you need to say no to even good things because it's too much for you to handle mentally. If you're going through grief or stress or physical ailments or certain hormonal changes, you may need to step it down. And that is very difficult to do if you are used to going 100 miles an hour. But these feelings of inadequacy or I'm not enough, getting your identity from how much you can do and how you're always there for everybody and how you never say no, that's not really something to be proud of. I hate to say this, and I hope it doesn't sound harsh because I'm saying it to myself and I've had to tell myself that. We don't find our identity in how much we come through for everybody all the time and we're the perfect hostess and wife and mom and, soccer mom and church member. We find our identity in whose we are, we're God's, and how he loves us. And his love is always the same. So I'm just wanting to reach out as a friend today and say, find the reason why you're feeling used. And then start to work on a plan. If it is one particular person in your life, then maybe you need to get counsel about that and figure out how to have a more healthy relationship with that person. That doesn't mean running away is the answer, but there are ways to handle things. Maybe just a talk might do something. Or if you're just feeling used by everyone in the world, consider that it's your feelings, not them. And why? And I hope these things help you. We're going to walk in love this week. We love God through loving others. Take care of yourself. Have a great week, friends.